Attention, this is your captain speaking.
I'ma say something, because this shit is getting ridiculous. Now, we are trying to get from Miami to Atlanta, and you bitches, there are no more wheelchairs available. We don't have enough staff. You bitches just jumping on the plane coming home. Y'all ain't even go to the recovery house. Y'all on here leaking and shit. Some of y'all not even sitting on the donut properly. Your ass gonna be lopsided as shit. Who is approving of this shit? I thought it was a senior citizen trip. This is a bunch of bitches getting BBLs and shit. So, I don't care. Some of y'all bitches gonna die. And it's gonna be an open casket funeral because they can't close the shit because your ass and titties hanging out.
Please don't travel right after you get a BBL. Listen to your doctors.
You just had surgery yesterday and you're in a lot of pain and on a bunch of pain medication, but you're able to fly? Okay, so you're gonna need to either stand or kneel? Yeah, I would maybe suggest just giving yourself a little more time so that your body can heal fully, or at least 90% of the way, before you fly.
Hey folks, welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Regina. Or your podcaster, whatever. For those of you that may be new to this podcast, I already have about 8 or 9 episodes up already. But just to give you a little backstory, I've been in the airline industry as a flight attendant for 20 plus years, and I fly regional, so pretty much up and down the East Coast and the East Coast of Canada. We go a little bit west. But this podcast is all from a regional flight attendant point of view. So I fly on the Embraer 145, and there's a few regionals that fly the Embraer 145, but I will never reveal who I actually work for. This is what this podcast is about. Again, my name is Regina, and let's get this started. So this episode is about crazy ass passengers. Now, mind you, I say I've been doing this for 20 plus years. And are the majority of passengers crazy? No. But there's enough that I can do a whole podcast about it. And I can probably do several podcasts about it. And then, you know, the last 2.5 years with this pandemonium, that's what I'm gonna call it, this virus pandemonium, the last 2.5 years, passengers have been really crazy. Record number crazy. That to the point where the FAA says before 2020, they normally get like 150 complaints of, you know, violence or crew interference or whatever from passengers. But in 2020, 2021, it clearly surpassed that. 2021, I believe there were over 5,000 incidents within that year. That is crazy. But that is what we're going to talk about in this podcast. I just spoke with a friend of mine, and she just gave me this story recently happened to her where she had a passenger come up in the galley and started raiding her beverage cart. The side with the alcohol in it, with the Jack Daniels and the gin and whatever else we got. And different airlines serve different alcohol. I heard somebody told me that I think it's Delta serves Michelob. I was like, Michelob? What is this, 1988? I didn't know they still made Michelob. But apparently they do. I mean, I know they make it, but it's actually sold on, I believe, Delta or United, what my friend was saying. But anyway, I digress. This man was in her galley, in the front of the aircraft on the Embraer 145 in the galley, in her beverage cart, stealing alcohol. And I'm like, what? Now, the galley, that is not for passengers to linger around. That is not a space for the public. That is for flight crew only, for the flight attendant. That is our little, some people call it our little kitchen, whatever. And our jump seat, my dad, I just talked to him recently. He was saying, he called it a bench, which is the jump seat, the seat for the flight attendant. That only the flight attendant should be sitting in, by the way. But anyway, gosh, that is our area. That is where we work, organize, clean, prepare,
keep stock,
count stock, order what we need for our flights throughout the day. That is not for passenger lounging and lingering about. And no, it's not a help yourself. It is not that either. First of all, we have to control the alcohol. You cannot bring your alcohol on board. And we need to keep watch of who's drinking it and their behavior. Because things can get out of hand. So we control that. It does not help yourself like this dude thought it was. But according to her, she was saying that, yeah, he was raiding her liquor cart. And told her, she was like, excuse me, sir, you can't be, you know, taking alcohol at your will. And she was like, I need you to go take your seat because I need to eat. I need to take my medication. And that's the galley. That's mine. He said that he can, I can't remember how she put it, that he can stand wherever the hell he wants. He has a right to, yada, yada, yada. Like, really, dude? No. Go sit your ass down. Is the seatbelt sign on? Yeah. Go sit your ass down somewhere. Like, if she told him, I need to take medication. I need to eat. I have to take care of my health. It's in her galley. Going crazy. I felt like she was being bullied, really. Well, yeah, she was. Outrageous. No. Just for the few of you out there that might be listening that think you can do that. No, you cannot. Now, that wouldn't have been my situation. I would have put his ass on blast. First of all, I'd have been loud enough so the first 2-3 rows could hear me to know what's going on. Hey, we have our tablets are electronic. We don't deal with a paper Bible anymore. The Bible of federal aviation regulations. Tablets. Basically a freaking iPhone. And it has our flight attendant manual on it. Plus, they did not. Maybe they should have, but our company did not disable the camera or the video capabilities on that iPhone. So guess what? You act a fool on my plane and I need evidence. I'm going to record you. I'm going to record you. And the ish that you do. Because when we land and I need to call the cops, I'm going to be like, no, this is what Mr. So-and-so did. And here's the video of dipshit doing the dumb stuff. Okay? There you go. That's all we need is that evidence. Now, I had another friend this happened to. She retired from this company. This was maybe almost 10 years ago. Same type of thing. She had already served this guy a couple things of alcohol. And he, he got lit. And it was time for her to prepare the cabin for landing. Once we hear that announcement from the captain and we get our chimes to do so, we're done. Service is over. We got to start prepping because we're going to land soon. Get those announcements out. Do a last cleanup in the cabin. Lock everything up. We lock our liquor. We lock our galleys up. She locked everything up, went and sat in her jump seat like she's supposed to upon landing. And, well, just before that, the guy wanted some more, you know, booze or whatever to drink. She was like, no, sir, I'm sorry. We got to prepare for landing. I can't serve you anymore. And she goes and sits down after that. And this dude, this is when we had the Dash 8 300 at the time. Now, that aircraft seats about 50 people. Well, before people, it had 13 rows. That guy sat in like the last couple of rows. He was in row 12 or 13. Now, behind row 12 or 13 on the Dash 8 300 is the galley. Our little kitchen, the flight attendant kitchen. And that's where our beverage carts are. That's where we lock them up. The booze is back there. He got his happy ass out of the seat and went and invaded her galley cart and was like, apparently he took like, I don't know, 10 to 20 bottles or something like that and just shoved them in his jacket because they're minis. He could do that. Now she's all the way up front in front of row 2. In this long, narrow turboprop. And it's dark. It's nighttime flight. So she doesn't realize he's back there. She must have turned the light off in the back. So she couldn't see him. But the passengers in the last 3 rows knew what the hell he was doing. And I guess they didn't say anything because it was upon landing. And they didn't want to start anything or say anything in front of him. Just in case he's crazy. But when they got off, they told her, like, hey, that guy was back there stealing booze. Now, the company is told about it. She tells her pilots. The company's told about it, but they tell dispatch and all that. And they were like, let him go. I'm like, are you serious? This company. So let him go. So what if that was his final destination in that airport? And he got in his car, got drunk. He was already drunk, eight sheets to the wind, and hit somebody and killed them. Who would have been responsible for that? That dumbass airline that was like, let him go. Let him go. He should have been detained from somebody. Because either one, he would have got on another flight and acted a damn fool on there and then maybe attacked those flight attendants or other passengers on that flight. Who would have been responsible?
That damn airline that made that dumb decision, in my opinion. In my opinion.
Or, like I said, that could have been his final destination. And he would have got his ass in his car, drove home, and killed people because he was drunk as hell.
Lawsuit, dummy.
I think they were stupid for that. They should have got his ass. But from what I found out, they did a round trip somewhere, came back, they saw that same guy, and he got denied boarding on his connecting flight because he was connecting. When I heard this story and I found out what the company said, I was like, well, they would do something like that. But I thought how dumb of them and how irresponsible and dangerous. Do you know, in a lot of states, if I invite friends over to my house and I let them drink my booze and then they go out and hurt somebody, I could be liable for it. I can be sued. But this airline is like, no, let him go. What about? Don't get me started. So, and more crazy passenger news. So, I normally don't go to Fox for the information, but Google's tripping tonight. I actually saw the story on my AOL news account. Well, it's not a news account, my AOL mail account. Sometimes I actually accidentally hit the button where it shows you the news, the headlines or whatever. And I was going to ignore it, and I looked at it real quick, and I saw the story about the Frontier Airlines flight that was diverted to Atlanta because this passenger had a box cutter.
How did he get that through Homeland Security?
Interesting. But hey, they can't catch everything, apparently. So, this is from Fox Business News. This was published on November 12th, 2022 at 4:47 p.m. Eastern. And the title is Frontier Airlines Flight Diverted to Atlanta After Passenger Found in Possession of a Box Cutter. Frontier says that the passenger did not hurt anyone. Thank God. Frontier Airlines flight originally going to Tampa, Florida, was diverted to Atlanta after a passenger on board was found in possession of a box cutter. The Frontier Airlines flight left from Cincinnati to Northern Kentucky International Airport on Friday evening with a final destination of Tampa International when the passenger was found in possession of the box cutter, airline officials told Fox 13. When the plane landed at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, officials took the passenger into custody. Airline officials said that the passenger didn't injure anyone during the flight, thank God. And that Frontier Airlines passenger was charged with making threats that diverted a Florida-bound flight. Those passengers on the Frontier Airlines flight were put up in hotels in Atlanta, and a flight to Tampa was scheduled for Saturday morning, which is today as I'm recording this. The Transportation Security Administration, aka TSA, said in a statement that an internal investigation is underway after that passenger was found with a box cutter. I hope so. TSA takes its role in transportation security very seriously. The situation with the Frontier flight under investigation with the U.S. Attorney's Office, as they are the lead federal agency in this matter. TSA has started an internal review of the incident by viewing CCTV, airport security checkpoint processes, operations, and will continue to provide updates as they are available. TSA can confirm that blades are prohibited in the cabin, but allowed in checked luggage, the statement read. I, as a flight attendant, cannot get through with a butter knife, because if it's serrated at the end, they'll take it. If they can find it, that's another story. So, that's hella crazy and terrifying. at the same time. Now, that article had left a lot of details out, the Fox Business one, and I'm going to play you more detail from an actual news story video so you can get those details directly from the news source. They did leave out a lot of details in this Fox article, I must say.
FAA officials are trying to figure out how a passenger on a Frontier Airlines flight managed to get two box cutters aboard a plane. So here's what we know so far. Friday night, Frontier Flight 1761 took off from Cincinnati heading to Tampa. During the flight, it was discovered that one of the passengers had box cutters on the plane. One was in his possession, the other was in a carry-on bag. TSA says the man soon became disruptive. We spoke to a passenger who was on that flight. She describes what she did after that suspect went to the restroom.
So I went up and talked to the flight attendants in the front of the airplane and let them know, like, this guy has a box knife and he's been telling us that he wants to stab people and I'm not quite sure what we need to do about it.
Lillian Hoffman also shared this video she took of Atlanta police escorting him off the plane into a patrol car. His name has not yet been released. At last check, we're told he's being held at the Fulton County Jail.
And this article comes from Simple Flying. I actually like them. I actually like reading some of their stuff. But this article is by Molly Russell, and it was published on November 4th, 2022. So it's published this month. Singapore Airlines bomb threat passenger sentenced for assault. So La Andy Huyen Duc, forgive me for pronouncing it wrong, received a 4-week sentence for assault.
4 weeks.
Though charges related to the bomb threat were withdrawn. Wow. An American man arrested following a bomb hoax on board a Singapore Airlines flight from San Francisco International Airport has been sentenced to 4 weeks in prison, according to the Straits Times. La Andy Huyen Duc, 37, pled guilty to an assault charge for slapping a cabin crew member, though link charges related to the bomb threat were withdrawn. He's a lucky son of a gun. Court proceedings. In September, Singapore Airlines Flight 33 was subject to a bomb threat after Mr. Duc claimed to have had a vision of a bomb on board the flight and needed to alert others on the plane. A fellow passenger alerted cabin crew after he began searching overhead luggage, eventually taking out a bag belonging to a 31-year-old Malaysian man. Two flight attendants escorted Mr. Duc to the back of the Airbus A350 after he failed to return to his seat. He is reported to have slapped the flight attendant as they held his arms in an attempt to calm him down. He was later restrained, though remained compliant for the remainder of the flight. SQ-33 eventually landed at Singapore Changi Airport at 5:51 a.m. SGT alongside an escort of Republic of Singapore Air Force F-16C/D fighter jets. After taxiing to a remote stand for security checks by the Airport Police Division and the Singapore Armed Forces, the threat was determined to be false. The flight continued to the airport's Terminal 3 around 4 hours later. So, there's a schizophrenic diagnosis. It says that Mr. Duc was diagnosed with schizophrenia at Singapore's Institute of Mental Health while on remand. He allegedly consumed a cannabis edible before boarding the flight, though its impact on his mental health has not been determined. Defense lawyer Johannes Hadi denied previous claims that Mr. Duc had been diagnosed with schizophrenia in the United States. Hadi clarified that Mr. Duc had been hearing voices around 18 months, causing religious delusions, which led him on a pilgrimage to Phuket via Singapore. Phuket is in Thailand, so I guess he was going to fly to Singapore and then connect and then get to Thailand from there. In a statement provided to Khan after the sentencing, Singapore attorney General Chamber explained that Mr. Duck's mental health condition made him believe that there was a bomb on the plane. Quote, he shouted out to alert the other passengers in hope of saving them, while he could have taken other actions which would not have resulted in this disturbance, such as quietly alerting the air crew. AGC nevertheless assessed that prosecution was not warranted. Well, he dodged a bullet there. Mr. Duck got a one-month sentence. The four-week sentence is backdated to his date of arrest on September 28th. Mr. Duck was denied bail last month after being assessed as a flight risk and danger to the public. Well, yeah. He has since been released and is expected to be deported back to the United States on Saturday. So at the end of this article, it says, do you think that Singapore Airlines handled the bomb hoax well? Let us know in the comments. I don't know. I wasn't there. I guess, according to this article, it seemed like they did. Wow. Anyway, I don't remember this making the news, but it is November, and I have been keeping the news to a minimum because I can't take it. It's very stressful. I've refused to watch it 5 days a week. Now, I used to, like, my rule was I don't watch the news on the weekend, which I follow that rule. But I might watch it 4 to 5 days a week. I do not do that anymore. I might watch it 2 days out of the week now. Now, I love me some Inside Edition, so I could watch that 5 days a week. But I haven't been watching that lately either, which is a shame because I really like it. But yeah, I don't recall this in the news. Seeing this in the news at all. You know, I'm a flight attendant. Of course, I'm going to be hip. I'm going to be on those airline news blips. Seems the news really loves like airline stories, like people acting crazy and stuff like that. Not airlines, I'm sorry, I meant media outlets. All right, so I'm not going to skip over the intro to this podcast where you hear those. That was actually a YouTube short that I had seen, and it was about passengers who travel out of their home state to get BBLs, which is a Brazilian butt lift. That's what that stands for. If you don't know what that is, a BBL. And 2020, late summer of 2020, and maybe some of 2021, was very interesting for airline staff because there were a lot of incidents on flights because of these passengers with these BBL surgeries. I had boarded up a flight in Charlotte, had full flight passengers on board. Gate agent came to bring the paper out to me so we can confirm the count. And we had a little time while the pilots were doing their math up front. And the gate agent proceeded to tell me about how they've had a lot of problems with seating because some women in these United States, and maybe a few men, I don't know, had taken their stimulus checks and decided they wanted to use them to get BBLs.
BBLs.
With your STEMI checks. Now, I took my STEMI check and just put it in savings because I knew I was going to need it. If rent came up short or whatever, or, you know, it was the pandemonium. And you just didn't know. It was scary. I wasn't even thinking about any kind of surgery or getting my hair done, any of that nonsense. Yes, I said nonsense. Now, maybe I'm biased because I have a big ass and it doesn't sag either, so I don't need it lifted. But I don't know, I had more important, I wasn't vain at that moment, okay? I really wasn't. I had to think about other things like eating and electricity and, like I said, rent came up short and things like that. But just FYI, when you get a BBL, you're not supposed to sit on your ass. Not for the first, I don't know what it is, week or two or something, whatever the doctor tells them. And these people weren't even traveling with donuts or anything to put under their ass to cushion it. They, ugh, just craziness. And some women have died from going to DR, Dominican Republic, getting these surgeries out of the country. Anyway, just fly safe.
Hey guys, just real quick, if you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and shoot me an email.